Merry Christmas to all those celebrating today. It's Monday, December 25th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, we have a special Wisconsin Life episode today about an Oshkosh teenager's love of Christmas lights. He's now taken that passion to coordinate an annual Christmas light show to raise money for the community. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a holiday display in Northeast Wisconsin.
There's a teenager in Oshkosh who's had a lifelong love of Christmas lights. Brody Enley has taken that passion to new heights with a choreographed light display that's raised thousands of dollars for charity. WPR's Joe Schultz has more on how Enley uses his hobby to support the community.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Thousands of Christmas lights flicker on an Oshkosh home, lining the roof and the windows, hanging from arches over the driveway, and draped over bushes. There are even several light-up Christmas trees in the yard. The lights change to the tune of classic holiday songs.
I put this show together with just a little help from my family and friends. This year, I added RGB pixel lights to some of the outline of my house, and to start the season, I have programmed 4 new songs for a total of 10 songs that will play for your entertainment throughout the year.
That's Brody Enley, in a message that plays during his annual holiday light show. The 13-year-old has used the show to raise money for local charities over the last 4 years. Enley has decorated the exterior of his parents' house since he was 7, but has been drawn to electronics for as long as he can remember.
Ever since I was very young, I mean 4 or 5, I've always been interested in electricity.
When he was 9, Enley created his first synchronized show.
It was really just me plugging lights into, I had a speaker box that would turn on and off some outlets on it and then play music aloud. But the year after that, there was a lot more involvement.
That's when Enley upgraded his show, going from 6 outlets to turn lights on and off to 16. He also began using the show to support local charities.
I really decided to do it for charity because I thought, if I'm already putting up this light display, why not help the community as well?
Since 2019, he's raised over $8,000, collected almost 500 books, and over 1,000 pounds of food. This year, all monetary donations will be doubled through a matching gift.
It's pretty crazy to me. I mean, I never could have even imagined being able to help out so many people.
Instead of a speaker outside, Enley now uses a radio transmitter with a small broadcast radius. And programming that station's playlist is his first step each year. Then, he sequences the lights on the computer to ensure they line up with the music.
I have a group that is all of the RGB lights on my house, all the color-changing lights, which I can put a fire effect on or layer them on top of each other to create more complicated effects, and then do that all to the music.
Enley says he's put in about 300 hours of work into this year's show. He even used a 3D printer to create clips that mount lights to the roof of his house. Enley says there are a couple reasons the hard work pays off. Those tuning into his personal radio station while they drive by the lights can hear why.
First, Christmas lights make me smile, and I hope my lights will make you smile too. Second, it gives me a chance to use my passion and abilities to do good in my community.
And his parents, Bronson and Cindy Enley, couldn't be more proud.
We've gotten a lot of great support from people who come and see the show and from a few corporate sponsors, but it all adds together to really help out, and I couldn't be prouder.
It's great to see his passion really give back to the community and how people respond so generously.
But with so much technical talent already, what are Enley's dreams for the future?
I have a lot of different career paths that I am interested in, the biggest ones being a computer scientist, or being a software engineer.
Until then, Enley hopes to continue supporting the community with his holiday light display.
WPR's Joe Schultz brought us that story on Brody Enley of Oshkosh. Wisconsin Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every single Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for this special episode of Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hope you have a great rest of your Christmas day. We'll talk to you again soon.